Very moving.
Yeah, very moving, just to see where we've come from. Well, I was only about six when democracy came to our country. But yeah, it's also very sobering to see.
For me, personal experience, it was very painful, especially the parts where the black people have to explain the pain and everything. That was very painful for me. I was born in 87. I've heard of apartheid, and today I've seen it all. It's like everything has just happened yesterday.
These young South Africans have just visited Johannesburg's Apartheid Museum. Opened in 2001, it's situated rather incongruously right next door to a garish suburban amusement park and casino called Reef City. The latter makes a feature of some old mine shafts from Johannesburg's 19th century gold rush, while the museum is dedicated to a more recent and more chilling past. Its architecture intentionally mimics that of a prison, with high concrete walls and tiny slits of windows. And it tells a story that people who grew up after the collapse of the apartheid system can, it seems, know little about.
During the time when I was still in school, primary school and high school, our syllabus didn't include anything about apartheid. We never learned about the struggle, about apartheid. Those are things that you learned and discovered on your own. So, you know, learning about it and seeing what our people have been through, it's remarkable, you know. It makes you appreciate the country and the rights that we have as South Africans now.
The entrance to the museum makes a telling point. One turnstile is marked for whites only, another for non-whites. And if you take the latter, you find that entry to the building itself is blocked. But during the long decades of apartheid, from the late 1940s to the early 1990s, there was only one version of the country's history on offer in South Africa's schools, whether the pupils were white, black or coloured.
The history that we were taught at school was, I was at school during the 60s and the 70s, the height of apartheid years, and we were taught that South Africa's history started in 1652. That it was a white history in which black people were really sort of subspecies and not equal, and that it was South Africa's destiny and the destiny of the people in South Africa to be ruled by white people.
June Bam is a historian from South Africa's coloured community, and she found the history she was force-fed at school both irrelevant and belittling.
I felt very low self-esteem. I felt that my parents and everybody were really just ignorant children, because that's how we were described in the textbooks.
The school textbooks of apartheid South Africa told a story of a heroic Afrikaner people of Dutch origin who struggled against the violence of black tribes, against the hardships of nature, and against the might of the British Empire to establish their own homeland. And once the brutal racial segregation of apartheid was formally put in place, this narrative of an embattled people sustained it. Alter Engelbrecht teaches Afrikaans in the education department of Pretoria University and says the political importance of the history she grew up with can't be overestimated.
It was very deliberate done. I mean, it was really done so that we believed that was the only way, and nobody understood us, and if only they could see it the way that we see it. So, yes, nobody understood us. We were entrapped. We were, we were right. Now, I think it was 1983, there were a major study on master symbols.